Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Households could get another €200 taken off their electricity bills in the coming months as families continue to struggle with the cost of living. That's the opening line of the lead story in today's Irish Independent, which reports that ministers are considering another round of credits to help ease the financial burden of electricity bills in the coming months, on top of the €600 credit which they've already committed to. An ongoing investigation into a complaint made to the Standards in Public Office Commission by Fine Gael activists 15 months ago related to a lack of information about how much Sinn Féin spent on its controversial election database generates Pat Leahy's story in today's Irish Times. The lead story in the Irish Examiner, meanwhile, suggests that up to 9 Fine Gael TDs are expected to step down ahead of the next election. Elaine Loughlin speculates on some of the TDs who are expected to bow out in what she characterises as an electoral crisis for Leo Varadkar. The prospect that the government may bring in an external negotiator to get the 6 religious orders involved in the mother and baby homes to agree on how much they'll pay towards the €800 million redress scheme provides the Irish Daily Mail with its lead story. The scheme, which was due to open last year but was delayed, is now expected to get underway later this year. The Irish News leads with the call from the family of Aidan McInnesby for the controversial legacy bill to be dropped in advance of today's sentencing of 53-year-old David Holden, the former soldier who was last November found guilty of manslaughter by gross negligence for shooting Aidan dead close to a checkpoint in County Tyrone in February 1988. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that cutbacks to the PSNI are likely to see 309 fewer officers and 115 fewer civilian staff in place by the end of the year, which would be the lowest number of employees in the force since its formation in November 2001. The Irish Daily Star leads with the line that Gerry Hutch is to learn his fate days after he turns 60 in April, since the Special Criminal Court has set the date for the verdict of the David Byrne murder trial as the 17th of April. The debate over whether Ireland should follow Canada's lead on advising people to drink no more than 2 units of alcohol a week provides the Irish Daily Mirror with its lead story. While Beaumont Hospital liver specialist Dr. John Ryan thinks it's a good idea and a healthy debate for us to be having, Kerry TD and publican Michael Healy-Ray has branded it as ridiculous. And finally, the Irish Sun leads with a report from Gort District Court, where a combined fine of €2,000 was imposed on siblings Cahill and Michelle Connors for an incident in which they threw dozens of eggs at their aunt's car after a family feud escalated. Mary Fahey described how she was stunned when her 21-year-old niece and 26-year-old nephew appeared at the gate of their home in Fonon in Peterswell, County Galway, on the day of the incident in October 2019, and a dozen and a score of eggs came flying at her car.